Namaste, my dears, and welcome to episode 63 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Kelly. And today's practice is about 30 minutes in length. We dive deep into our most steadfast reserves of our Manipura chakra, that place in your solar plexus where our gumption resides. I do hope you love this practice, and even if you don't love it, I hope that it inspires you in its challenges. I thank you, as always, for listening, for joining us, and I do invite you to join our community on Facebook. I've sort of been holding off on starting a Facebook group for this podcast, but I think now it would be kind of fun for us to post photos of us practicing yoga and just sort of creating more of a community or sangha for the community that I know exists surrounding this podcast. So I do hope you will join us there. You can find the details at sunroseyoga.com, where you can also find photos of the practice. There's also a video of shoulder stand. Thank you so much for suggesting that, Janie. And also just where you can find out how to get in touch if you have a question or a suggestion or a love note for the universe that you would like to leave. I thank you again for listening and for sharing, and wish you all good things on your path always. Namaste. And we'll begin by making our way to a wide-kneed child's pose. So sit your booty on your heels and widen your knees wider than your hips. Fold your face and heart toward your mat and let your forehead rest on the earth. Let your elbows rest on the earth. They can either be over your head or tucked close to your sides. And we'll just take the next few moments to connect with the earth. Feel the tops of your feet connect with the earth. Feel the top of your elbows connect with the earth. Feel that space between your brows, your third eye, connect with the earth. If you've been feeling flighty, this is a perfect place to come back to earth, to ground yourself, to soak up some of that heaviness, some of that kapha energy in the earth. And so today we will be digging deeply into our gut, into the source of our stick-to-itness, our gumption, our tenacity. This is the Manipura chakra, the third chakra, that place that exists in our body energetically just above the navel, your solar plexus. If you want to imagine a yellow light radiating from that place down your legs, into your toes, up your body, into your head, into your fingers, just permeating you. Now, in moments of challenge today, I invite you to call upon that energy to allow you to go deeper into the pose. Those moments of challenge, of difficulty, that is when the pose is just beginning to unfold. Maybe uncomfortable in the moment, but those are where the jewels of understanding, of transformation reside, and I invite you to fully enjoy those jewels, experience them. And let's spread the fingertips nice and wide as you stretch them way up overhead, reaching toward the front of your mat. Spread the fingertips wide, connect your knuckles with the earth, and as you inhale, pull yourself to hands and knees, table pose, Chakravakasana. And with your exhalation, lift the knees, let the hips float high to the sky as you curl your toes under, coming to Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. And we'll inhale back to table. And exhale, let your heels and your booty meet as your bum drops back toward the heels in Bhaktasana Devotional. As you inhale again, slowly pull yourself back to hands and knees table. And as you exhale, this time just let your heart drop toward the earth as you create a little bit of space. Feel your shoulder blades moving towards each other as the tops of the shoulders drop away from the ears. Claw your fingers into the earth. Now with your next breath in, we'll extend the right arm straight out in front of you and extend the left leg straight behind you. Exhale, return to table. Inhaling, we'll switch sides. Extend your left arm, your right leg. Exhale, back to table. As you inhale, we'll switch, extending your right arm, your left leg. Exhale, back to table. Inhale, extend your left arm, your right leg, shining out through the ball of the foot and out through those spaces between the fingers. Exhale, back to table. This time we'll inhale again, extending the right arm, the left leg, and we'll stay here a few breaths. Feel again the tops of the shoulders drawing away from the ears. You're almost pulling your shoulder blades, the very bottom of your shoulder blades, toward your hips. We're shining out through the ball of the left foot. Let your hip bone roll under so that the point of your hip is shining toward the earth. Your belly button is shining straight down. And we're toning that leg as we internally rotate. Now, if you like, you can bend that left knee and reach your right hand behind, catching the top of the foot for tigress. You can gaze out beyond the tip of your nose, beyond the front of your mat, letting your heart lift, your collarbone spread, your shoulders dropping away from the ears. And we'll slowly exhale, release, come back to table. Inhale and switch, extend the left arm, the right leg, shining out through that foot. Spread your toes. Feel the calves. Feel that gastrocnemius muscle, that big calf muscle, just toning. Feel the kneecap lifting. The thigh muscles hugging the thigh bone. And again, if it feels right, bend your knee, reach back with your left hand, catch the top of the foot, and you're just creating the most beautiful bow shape. This is almost like a variation of Dhanurasana, or bow pose, where we draw the pelvis toward the front of the body, so we protect the low back, even as we're in this beautifully intense backbend. Inhale and exhale, release, come back to table. Take in a beautiful breath here and exhale yourself to downward facing dog. As you inhale, extend your right leg toward the sky. As you exhale, bring that right knee toward your nose as you shift your weight forward, coming into plank. Exhale, back to downward facing dog, extending your right leg skyward. And exhale, release that foot down to earth. We'll inhale, extend your left leg skyward. Exhale, that knee to the nose as you come forward to plank. Inhale, extend. Exhale, release. Inhale, extend the right leg. Exhale, nose to your knee or knee to nose, coming to plank. Inhale, extend. And exhale, release back to downward facing dog. Inhale, extend the left leg. Exhale, knee to nose plank. Inhale, extend. Exhale, release one more each side. Inhale, extend the right leg. Exhale, knee to nose plank. Inhale, extend. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, left leg sweeps toward the sky. Shine out through that foot. Exhale, knee to nose plank. Inhale, extend. Exhale, downward facing dog. Now as you inhale, sweep your right leg toward the sky. As you exhale, step that right foot all the way forward between the hands, staying on the ball of your left foot. But sweep the arms around and up overhead, Anjaneya Asana. Shine out through the fingers. Shine up through the pinkies. Let them be taller. As you draw your thumbs toward the back of the room, the wall behind you. Let's inhale and open the arms up wide, like you're hugging the sky. And exhale, twist to your right. Your left arm will come forward. Your right arm will come back. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, twist left. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, sweep the fingertips forward toward the sky. Inhale, reach the fingertips forward and down to earth. Step to plank. Exhale, lower down, either knees, belly, chest, or chaturanga. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up, up dog or cobra. Exhale, downward facing dog. With your in-breath, step your left foot forward, stay on the ball of your right, shine into Anjaneya Asana. Sweep those arms around and up overhead. Spread the fingertips wide. And with your next breath in, hug the sky. Sweep the arms out to your sides. Exhale, twist left. Keep that spread, that openness of the shoulders, that openness of the collarbones. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, twist right. Inhale, back to center. And as you exhale, sweep the fingertips toward the sky. Lengthen the back of the neck as you tuck the chin ever so slightly. We'll inhale, reach forward and down. Step to plank. Exhale, lower knees, belly, chest, or Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up, upward facing dog or cobra. Exhale to downward facing dog. Now again, let's inhale, step the right foot forward between your hands. Stay on the ball of the left foot. We'll keep our hands planted on either side of your right foot. Spread the fingertips wide. Take in a beautiful breath here. As you breathe out, firmly plant that right foot. As you sweep your left leg skyward, we're coming to standing split, so you may have to bend that knee a little to get maximum use of all of those beautiful muscles in the left leg. Still shining out through the ball of the left foot as the heart melts toward earth. The gaze is between the hands for now. Melting in that space between the shoulder blades. And with your next breath out, slowly release your left foot back to your low lunge. We'll breathe in, step to plank. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, Urdhva Mukha up dog. Exhale, Adho Mukha down dog. Inhale, left foot forward between the hands. Exhale, standing split, left side, right leg extends toward the sky, hands are firmly rooted to the earth. Maybe claw the fingertips into the floor as your heart melts down. Maybe open your mouth just a bit to relax the jaw. Let your forehead relax as you energize that right leg even more. Push the ball of the foot even higher toward the sky as you soften the shoulders even more. With your next breath out, slowly release that left foot back to your low lunge. We'll inhale to plank, exhale lower. Inhale, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. Exhale, Adho Mukha Svanasana. That's up dog and down dog. Taking a beautiful breath here as you let your sitting bones spotlight the ceiling. Tops of the shoulders moving away from the ears. Thigh bones moving back in space, creating a little space for the low back. Inhale, your knees to the earth, coming to table. And as you exhale, let your hips drop back, letting your booty rest on your heels. Forehead rest on the floor. We'll slowly inhale back to table. And then we're just going to make our way to a cross-legged seat. So you may push your hands into the earth as you rock back, crossing at your shins. We'll extend our legs straight out in front of us and extend or bring your hands just behind your seat and lift your heart here. Let your eyes close for just a second, just a nice counter stretch here. Now we'll come to the very tips of your toes as you bend the knees, inching your heels toward your booty. Your kneecaps are facing the sky. Now bring your hands around to maybe touch the tops of your knees as you find long spine. Let your heart shine toward the sky. And slowly we'll shift our weight into our sitting bones only as we lift the toes up off the floor. Let those toes float up off the floor. Heart is still lifted, collarbones still spreading. You may wish to extend the arms so that they are parallel with the earth. You may wish to straighten the legs. Navasana, boat pose. And we'll just breathe here for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll cross at the ankles, rock forward, plant the hands on the earth, and give a little bit of a hop. Use your feet to kick your booty up into the air. Nice little hop. And we'll rock back to Navasana, boat pose for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cross at the ankles, rock forward, hop up. Rock back to Navasana, boat pose for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cross at the ankles, rock and hop. And come back to Navasana for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last one. Cross at the ankle. Roll and hop. Roll back to Navasana, boat pose. For 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beautiful. Release the feet to the earth. Let your forearms rest on your knees. Let your forehead rest on your forearms. Just luxuriate in the curve of your spine. Let your forehead become so heavy. Let the heads of the shoulders become heavy. We'll slowly begin to come back to our beautifully tall seat. Bring your hands directly behind your booty with your fingers pointing toward your booty. Feet are about hip width distance apart. We'll press the hands into the earth. We'll press the feet into the earth. Lift the seat up off the floor, coming into reverse table. Now, if you like, let the head drop back. Otherwise, gaze down the tip of the nose. toward your knees. And we'll just take some beautifully long breaths here. Feel that breath circulating throughout your abdomen, filling up the chest cavity, massaging your throat chakra, massaging your third eye. With your exhale, lower the booty back down to earth, shifting the gaze forward again. And we'll just gently, with your head only, look over your right shoulder, look back to center, look over the left shoulder, look back to center. We'll again place those hands behind the booty, feet again hip-width distance apart, breathing in, lifting up through the seat. Now from here, you can either keep the soles of your feet where they are, or you can walk them out so that the legs are straight, soles of the feet still pressing into the floor, coming to reverse plank. Again, do what's comfortable on the neck, and we'll just take some beautiful breaths in here. Feeling that inhalation moving even deeper into the body, to the lowest reaches of the lungs, feeling the low, low, low body, the middle lungs, the upper lungs, opening the heart center, opening the throat, opening the way we communicate, opening the third eye, opening the crown of the head, opening us up to new ideas, new ways of practicing, new ways of being. And with your exhale, slowly release the bum back down to earth. Using your hands to support you, we'll slowly roll our back all the way down onto the floor and draw the knees to the chest, just rocking from side to side. Extend the legs toward the sky and charge your legs by flexing your toes, spreading your toes, flexing the feet, shining the ball of the foot toward the sky. And now we'll spread the legs so that they're creating a sort of 90 degree angle with the rest of your body, with your trunk. You can either hold your inner thighs with your hands, extend them out to T, or extend them overhead, whatever feels right. Now as you exhale, we're going to engage Mula Bandha. We'll lift up through the pelvic floor. And as you inhale, release slowly. Release as deeply as possible, as though there were no muscle tone at all in your pelvis. Exhale, tighten. Lifting up. And inhale, release. Exhale, lift. Engage Mula Bandha. Feel that energy moving from your root all the way up to the crown of the head, and inhale, release. We'll slowly bring the legs back together. And now we'll extend our arms down by our sides, so they're just sort of hanging by your sides. Press the palms into the earth. And as you exhale, engage your body as it presses into the earth. Engage your hands, engage your bum, engage the length of your spine, all of the muscles in the back of your body. Press the back of the head into the earth, but let's let that neck retain its natural shape. So there's a little space between the mat and your neck. We'll inhale here. As you exhale, press your palms into the earth as your hips lift up, rocking yourself to Sarvangasana, shoulder stand. Feet will first take a little trip behind the head as you position your hands on your low back before extending the legs one at a time toward the sky. Now again, your chest is moving toward your chin, and not the other way around. Let your face stay neutral as you gaze either at your toes or at the sky behind the toes. Let any tension melt from your temples. Let your jaw relax. Feel the breath massage your throat as it moves in and out slowly through the nose. And let's continue that beautiful breath as it moves through the body completely. This is a wonderful place for us to examine what happens in our minds in those moments where things become a little bit uncomfortable. Going upside down or getting a new perspective can, for a time, be quite trying. And for many of us, the tendency is to flee. And those moments where you are tempted to flee are just the beginning. Allow yourself to sit in that space, to be with the challenges, to become a keen observer of the thoughts that come up, the emotions, of the physical sensations you might be feeling. Allow your feet now to slowly drop back behind your head or to a level that's appropriate for you to keep your spine straight here. So your hips are still stacked over the shoulders. If it's right for you, extend the arms behind you, pressing the palms into the earth just as we did as we hoisted those hips up into the air. May not be appropriate for everyone, so you may wish to bring your hands to the low back to plow pose, halasana. Still engaging the legs. You may feel those inner thighs press up toward the sky. Returning inward here. You may feel the breath constricted simply by the way the body is positioned in space now. Notice what happens to the thoughts when our way of breathing is changed. Come back to that space of strength. We also need strength to surrender in the moment, to allow what is simply to be, and rather than try to change it, that is, by coming out of the posture, we need strength to let the pose become us, let ourselves completely be enveloped by halasana, by plow. Now feel your fingertips pressing into the earth, and with your next exhalation, we will slowly unroll, letting your vertebrae kiss the earth gently as you roll out of the posture, letting your abdominal muscles stay taut as you slowly ease your legs back down toward earth, letting the heels connect. Very last. And now we'll press our elbows into the earth as we lift up through the heart center, shifting the gaze behind you, coming into fish. Matsyasana. Press the heels into the earth. exhale, slowly release. And draw the knees toward the chest as you rock from side to side. Draw your chin toward your chest and release the back of the head toward earth. Release your knees, allow the legs to come back to the earth, spreading them comfortably. Bringing your arms down to your sides and turning the palms to face the sky. Softening the spaces between the fingers and toes. Softening the back of your scalp. As though there were the inclination to let go completely, to let your hair follicles even relax. Let the breath wash up and down the length of the body. With each breath in and each breath out. Slowly begin to bring movement back to the periphery of your body. Feel the breath ripple the skin. Begin to make some movements with your fingers and toes and hands. From left to right. Rock the feet from left to right. And slowly draw the knees toward the chest, rocking from side to side. We'll rock to our favorite side. And take in a few beautiful breaths here. We encounter so many challenges. We have the opportunity to be inspired by them or let them define us and weigh us down in ways that we later don't love. Your breath can always bring you back to your source of strength, your source of surrender. I invite you to do that often. We'll slowly take our time to make our way back to a beautiful seat. Allow the spine freedom to lengthen, unburdened. And bring the hands to the heart center. Pressing the thumbs into your heart, connecting your pinkies with the world. Allow yourself to say thank you for whatever comes up, whether you mean it in the moment or not. Simply say it. And gratitude will come. I thank you so much for sharing this practice, for sharing your yoga, your strength with the world. And I wish you peace on your path until we meet again and always. Namaste.